Restoring My Soul, Monday the 19th of January. Exhortation to Men. The Apostle Peter exhorted every husband to honour his wife as the weaker vessel. A woman's weakness is not referring to a physical inferiority to men, but rather to her unique connection to travail. This association between weakness and the travail through which something is brought forth and multiplied was exemplified by Jesus. As the Apostle Paul noted, "For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God." Christ's crucifixion was the culminating event of his travailing journey from Gethsemane, through which one seed became a great multitude of seeds in one sheaf of first fruits. The Apostle Paul instructed Timothy to teach men everywhere to take the initiative in prayer, both in the church as well as in their homes. They are to pray within the boundaries of their sanctification, surrendering their lives and those for whom they care to Christ. They are to deal with the issues that they confront in their households and in the world through prayer, without anger and disputing. This is the implication of their submission to the headship of Christ. King David exemplified the prayer of a man who was forsaking wrath and doubting and was submitting himself to the lordship of Christ in the midst of familial distress. In response to the rebellion of his son Absalom, which was the fruit of his own sin, David prayed, "Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who save me. There is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill." The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 20, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, and Psalm 3 verses 1 to 4. For further study, 1 Timothy chapter 2.